We pick up today's Mishnah Yomi with Kalim with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Yesterday we talked about Tumas Maga, and now the Mishnah is going to talk about a higher level of Tumah. Mishnah Beis says Lamala Mehem, Nivela Mechatas, Sheesh Bahem Kadeh Hazaya, Shehem Itam and Isadam Bemasa, Itam Begadim Bemaga, Bachasuche Begadim Bemaga. So what's going on here? A level above something more chamor than Tumas Maga that we said yesterday is, for example, a nevela or a mechatas of the paraduma that has enough to be sprinkled. As we said yesterday, if it doesn't have enough, it's only metame bemaga. But now, if it does have enough, they're metame and bemasa, only through carrying, even if you're not physically touching it. But let's say you're carrying it in a box, that is tumas masa. Similarly, there's also tumas hesed, where you cause it to move. For example, if it is if you push it with a stick, or something like that, that is tumas hesed, similar to tumas masa. Additionally, in the tamei begadim bemaga, it makes your clothing tamei bemaga. We know that if a person touches an avatumma, he becomes a rishon, and a rishon normally makes something a sheni. But from that gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Beis and Beis, we know that only Ochlin and Mashkin can become a Sheni Otoma, and not Begadim, which are Kalim. So this is an interesting halacha, that while the person is carrying, he can make his clothing or any Kalim he's touching Tameh by touching them. So if I'm a Rishon, the clothing I'm wearing becomes a Sheni if I'm touching something through. If I am carrying something. But the Mishnah ends off, when there's only contact, meaning he's touching a kli and he's not carrying it, then the clothing does not become tameh. That is Mishnah Beis. We now turn to Mishnah Gimel, where we start comparing some other avos hatumah. More chamor than the nevela and the mechatas. Now we said in Mishnah Beis, Boel Nida, someone who has relations with a Nida, Shehu Metame Mishkav Tachton Ka'elyon, and that he is Metame, something that he is lying upon, just as the Elyon of a Zav. So you have to get a little background here. Elyono Shel Zav says that if there's an object on top of a Zav, then he makes it tameh as a rishon, even if there are many things, like he's carrying a whole bunch of bags or something on his back, whatever's on top, that also comes tameh. This is similar, as we'll see, to Tumas Mishkav Moshav Umerkav, except for the fact that this is unique to a zav, and it makes the zav is an avatama, it makes the object a rishon. We'll see some key differences. So the Boel Nida, if he is sitting on a mattress and there are a bunch of mattresses under him, they all become tameh, all as a rishon. Lamala mehen, but even above that, Zovol shel zav, Veruko shechva zara, umemi ragla, vedama nida, shehem tameh bemaga uvemasa. So when it comes to the discharge of a zav or his saliva, his semen or his urine, and also the blood that comes from an Ida. So they are metame equally through maga and through masa. Meaning, unlike what we said in the last Mishnah, where you have to be carrying something in order for the tumah to go onto your clothes. Here, if you're touching the liquids that come out of a zav or a nida, then that is enough to make your clothes tame. Lumala mehen merkav, shumatame tachas evin misama. And even above that is a merkav, which is something that is meant for riding. It transmits tumah even from under an evin misama, which is a rock, a heavy rock. So if a person sits on a rock, for example, Then everything under the rock becomes tameh. Obviously, the rock itself is not makabel tameh. We talked about clay avanim, so a rock is not makabel tameh, but everything below it becomes tameh. So if a Torah person then comes and sits on the rock, and is on top of the Merkav makes him tameh. L'malam in Merkav Mishkav Sheshavem Agolamaso, and above that is a Mishkav, and that the Maga and the Masa are the same. Meaning that even if a person is touching the Mishkav, as opposed to carrying, he is metame his clothing or anything or any other kelim he's touching at that time. L'malam in Mishkav Azav Sheazav Osa Mishkav the Mishkav Osa Mishkav, and more. More chamor than a mishkav is the zav himself, because the zav makes a mishkav by resting his weight on a mattress, and then anything below becomes an avatumah. This is tumas medras, and tumas medras is unique in that normally if an av touches something it becomes a rishon, but tumas medras becomes an avatumah as well. So if you have a zav who sits on a bed, then that bed is an avatoma, and all the beds under it will be an avatoma. Then if a tar person will come and sit on it, he now touched an avatoma, so he will be tame as a rishon. And the Mishnah ends off, Shazav osa mishkav, ve'ein mishkav osa mishkav, meaning any kli that is touched by a mishkav does not become an avatoma, only a rishon. But obviously, you said if there are a bunch of mattresses under this mattress, they are tamei as an avatama. If there's another kli or a person, they become a rishon. Shkarech.